Hello, I'm Michael Rosa, Senior Policy Advisor for the Bureau of Justice Assistance Body-Worn Camera Technical Assistance Team. And today I'm speaking with Brenda Buren, Assistant Chief of the Tempe Police Department. Assistant Chief Buren is joined today by Dr. White, a professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University. In addition to serving as the Assistant Chief to the Tempe Police Department, Brenda Buren manages the administrative, financial, and research functions of the Tempe Arizona Police Department. She holds a PhD from Arizona State University in public administration with emphasis on public management and program evaluation, and also serves as an adjunct professor at Arizona State University. Dr. Michael White serves as the director of the school's PhD program, and as an associate director of ASU's Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety, he received his PhD in criminal justice from Temple University in 1999. Prior to entering academia, Dr. White worked as a deputy sheriff in Pennsylvania. Dr. White's primary research interests involved the police, including use of force, training, and misconduct. His recent work has been published in Justice Quarterly, Criminal Justice and Behavior, Criminology and Public Policy, and Crime and Delinquency. Assistant Chief Buren and Dr. White, thank you for speaking with me today.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here.
Thanks, Mike. Happy to be here.
Thanks. So start, Assistant Chief Buren, or Brenda, if I may.
Sure.
Why did Tempe PD decide to get involved with the research partner?
Well, we actually decided to get involved with a research partner for a variety of reasons. And probably, I would say, first and foremost, when we started pursuing our digital evidence and our body-worn camera project here in Tempe, it was pretty clear that there was very little research available on the topic, you know, nationally or internationally. And as an agency that recognizes the value of empirical research, you know, the value that it brings to our organization and policing more broadly, we thought it would be important to try to use our project to add to the broader knowledge about body-worn cameras and better understand the impact that they have on police organizations. So we were really looking at the big picture because we saw a gap out there. Second, we recognized that with our project here in Tempe that we had a data-rich environment that we thought would be really conducive to doing a research study. And consequently, we thought we would be appealing to some of the very best researchers out there, many of them that happened to be right next door to us at ASU. Mike White was one of those. So he and I had not met until we actually started this project, so that's been a huge benefit for us. And I think finally, just as our police department, we simply wanted to learn, you know, from the research that they were doing so we could make our program better in terms of our broader digital evidence, as we talk about, which body-worn cameras is a big piece of that. And the partnership that we've developed certainly has done that.
That's great. Thank you. So, Dr. White, kind of the same question, but on the research side, can you give our listeners an overview of what the study is about and what you hope to learn from the study?
Sure, Mike. The study that I'm conducting is funded by the Laura and John Arnold Foundation. It's a 2-year project, and really there are two main parts to the study. The first involves an examination of planning and implementation of a body-worn camera program, and then the second is more of an impact evaluation. So on the planning and implementation side, as you know, there are lots of questions about the proper and best way to plan and implement a body-worn camera program. There are lots of pitfalls, there are lots of challenges, lots of questions about how to do it well. So with this study, what I've been able to do is essentially become an embedded researcher for really the last almost 14 months now, and just observe how the Tempe Police Department has gone from point A to point Z in terms of planning and rolling this out. And it's been a really interesting process, and what we're doing is we're capturing how Tempe has done this, and I believe that the way they've done this is really a reflective of best practices and will show kind of a nice roadmap for other agencies on how to do this well in terms of planning and implementation. The second big piece of the project goes more toward the impact of the technology on some of the key outcomes that other researchers have focused on. Certainly, two of the big ticket items that research is focused on with body-worn cameras is the impact it may have on police officer use of force and on citizen complaints against officers. So we'll be looking at those outcomes. We're looking at officer perceptions, and we're looking at officer perceptions over time. So we have a survey that we administer to all patrol officers in Tempe PD, and we've administered that survey three times, and we'll do a handful of other administrations, and that is both before deployment of body-worn cameras and after. So we're going to track officer perceptions over time. We're also focusing on citizen perceptions, and we're doing this right now where we're contacting citizens who had interactions with Tempe police officers within the last week of the call when we reach out to the citizen. Some of those interactions were with officers wearing cameras, and some were not. And we're asking those citizens about the encounter. We're asking them about their awareness of a camera during the encounter and how that made them feel. And I guess I should have mentioned beforehand that the study that we've designed, Brenda and I, is a randomized controlled trial. So we're in the middle of a six-month period here where half of the patrol force has been randomized to wear cameras and the other half has not. The rigor of that design, I think, goes to some of the points that Brenda had mentioned about how this study is going to be able to inform the larger field. So those are some of the key areas that we're focused on with the study.
That's great. So effectively, you know, we're going to end up with a massive documentation on process, technical impact, then even the officer and the citizen perception. So that's a lot of information. So Chief, from Tempe's point of view, one is, what are you hoping to learn from this partnership? And then with all that information, what do you plan to do with it?
Well, you know, clearly we want to learn from the actual research that's being conducted. And we want to make sure that we have, you know, not only the best policy, which is a huge piece of this whole project, in place, and that we continue to update and maintain that policy, but that we also improve the actual use of body-worn cameras in our agency. And I'll hit on just two points that Mike made and how they impact us in terms of the research. In terms of better understanding the perceptions of officers, that has been really important to us. As Mike mentioned, he's asking our officers a lot of questions. And to give you an example with just one of the questions that's been asked of our officers several times throughout the study is their comfort level just in locating and retrieving the video, you know, that they've taken with their body-worn cameras. And from an implementation standpoint, if we don't have a good technology and related systems in place to make it easy for the officers to use, they're not going to want to use the technology. And we all know if they're resistant to using that technology, we're less likely to get the benefits from implementing body-worn cameras that we're all looking for. And I would say the same logic plays out with all of the questions that the researchers are asking our officers. And then I think in terms of the citizen perception piece was really interesting to me because we want to better understand the citizen perceptions that the cameras have. You know, there's certainly been a lot of conjecture that, you know, suggests citizens want officers to wear cameras and that their interactions with the officers will, you know, somehow be better with the cameras on. And there's really no research that I know that we're aware of, that I'm aware of, where the citizens' perceptions has been addressed. And this is critical for us because, you know, not only for the larger law enforcement community, but for us, we want to find out if the intent behind the cameras, which is to increase the police accountability and legitimacy, is really happening for the citizens. You know, we assume that's happening, but we don't know if that's the reality for them, particularly when they are, you know, having the camera on them during one of the most difficult events of their life, you know, a police interaction, you know, as a victim potentially. So we want to better understand how cameras can help or potentially harm our interactions with citizens. And if we know that, we can alter the way that we're using the cameras, alter our policy, and just make sure that our interaction with the citizens is better. So just as a couple of examples of the research Mike is doing can really help us operationally day to day improve the program overall.
Sounds like win-win.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. White, were there other benefits to this partnership, leverage besides the ones spelled out in, like, the abstract or the policy review training, that kind of work? Where else did it go? What else did you get out of this?
You know, Mike, I think one of the big benefits for me and my research team, since we've been you know, so involved with the Tempe rollout of this is, you know, I have tended to think about the body-worn camera technology and the issues surrounding it more at a 30,000-foot level. And that's, you know, that's been very useful. I think I was involved in the development of the National Body-Worn Camera Toolkit that BJ has. But the work that I've done with Tempe has really gotten me down on the ground level. And that has provided, I think, a nice perspective for me, so I can think about some of these larger issues and how they play out. But when I'm sitting at the table with Brenda and her team, and they're talking about really nuts and bolts issues with regard to implementation, with regard to policy, with regard to citizen notification, I think it really, it gives me some important insights. And the second piece of that is spending time with the officers out in patrol cars as they're going about their daily routine, and now they're wearing cameras, and as I'm sitting next to the officer and seeing how that affects what the officer is doing and saying, I think that provides some really important, as I said, some insights. As you know, I'm seeing it now as the rubber's hitting the road.
That's great. And Chief, did you have anything on that? Are you seeing other benefits from this partnership, other lessons learned?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's certainly some benefits related directly to the study that I certainly did not expect, and then others that will, I think, help us develop and continue to develop a long-term relationship with Dr. White and his team. And I think some of the direct benefits are kind of the opposite of what Dr. White is talking about. He's learning the nuts and bolts. Well, when they are sitting at our table, we're also keyed into a lot of what's going on nationally. So we get information a little bit ahead of time, so we can adjust to that. We can plan for that. And so that's been really helpful, hearing about what's going on in other states and that sort of thing. So I think we have sort of seen what he has in a different way. I also think, without, sort of impacting the research, having, Mike and his researchers out there has helped us sort of understand maybe what we can improve ourselves. Give an example of, something recently. Well, they're out there. They know what our policy is. They've been in our committee meetings and, recognizing that one of the things that we want to do is ensure, that we notify that we have a camera on for a lot of reasons, and that's part of our policy. That's not always happening. So just getting some feedback like that really helps us adjust our program very quickly. That's something we may not have found out for quite a while. And so just having them there day in and day out helps us with this particular project very much. And I would say, second to that, and sort of indirectly, we've developed a really strong relationship with Mike and his team, and have asked their assistance in other areas, providing some guidance on other things like use of force and things that they're experts on, in the academic world, and that has really helped us a lot as well. So I think it's a lot about this particular project, but then outside of this has been very helpful. And third, Arizona State University is sort of in our backyard. It's a huge university. We're part of the Phoenix metro area, and they've got huge resources there. And so it's been nice to develop this relationship with Mike and his team and ASU.
It's always good to make the team bigger if you can. More people looking at a problem often helps. Okay, so Dr. White, without revealing, the nuts and bolts or the actual potential outcomes here, we just heard one of the initial outcomes of citizens making aware of officers turning on cameras or not, or notifying them of it being turned on. What other initial outcomes are you seeing, and what surprised you about most of them?
Mike, there are three things that I can talk about briefly with regard to outcomes. The first goes to that part of the study that I described as planning and implementation. And I think Brenda can talk to this too. I think both Brenda and I have been surprised with regard to how seamless the implementation has been. There have been very few problems. There have been very few challenges. I've seen body-worn camera programs start in other departments where there have been major issues, both technological and policy and training and you name it. And those have not been experienced in Tempe, and I think that goes to that very thorough and thoughtful planning process that the department engaged in. The second area of findings I can mention, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, is the officer perceptions survey that we've done. As I said, we administered that survey on several occasions, twice before the rollout of cameras and now once after. And what I can tell you is we've done similar work with other police departments, both in the Phoenix area and elsewhere. And the perceptions among Tempe officers with regard to this technology before the cameras were rolled out was the perceptions, the attitudes were very, very positive. And again, I think that goes to the fact that the leadership in this department has been talking to the line level for a long time now about these, about the cameras, the fact that they're coming, and they've sought out, the leaders have sought out the input of the officers and have engaged them in the process. As a result, when we ask officers, line officers, about their views, they're very positive. And then what we saw is once we, you know, we administered the survey again after officers were wearing cameras, we saw this bump in terms of positive findings with regard to comfort, with regard to, you know, familiarity. And so I think that kind of stands out and shows the importance of planning, because the officers were ready for it. And when they began wearing the cameras, you know, there were few problems and positive attitudes about it. The last finding I'll mention, and it goes to the citizen surveys that we've done. And we've done now 92 surveys of citizens who had interactions with Tempe police officers. And two things I'll mention just anecdotally that we're finding. We're gonna keep going, and hopefully we'll have about 300 completed interviews by the time we're done. And this goes, the first theme that we've seen goes to the point that we talked about with citizen notification. To date, only about 20% of the citizens that we've surveyed knew that a camera was present. So for whatever reason, either officers are not making the notification, or officers are making the notification and citizens are upset and they're not hearing and it's not processing. Most are unaware that the camera is present. Now, that said, we also ask the citizens their general perception. So what do they think about body-worn cameras? Do they think they're a good idea? Do they think they're a bad idea? Overall, the citizens that we've interviewed have very, very positive views about body-worn cameras, and they're very happy that the officers in Tempe are wearing them. And again, this isn't, you know, kind of a general population survey. This is a survey of people who are using police services. These are people that have had bad things happen, and as a result, they're having an encounter with an officer, and their attitudes about the cameras being present generally are very, very positive.
Yeah, and as Chief mentioned earlier, you know, I don't know of any other studies that have approached the citizen side of this, and I can imagine the difficulty of that type of research. And so, Chief, were there any surprises for you?
Well, I think what Mike mentioned is, if it's a pleasant surprise, is, you know, whenever you undertake a big initiative like this, you end up having probably more bumps in the road than we did. And I guess just to give folks an overview real briefly about sort of how we approached this, is we early on pursued through our city council to get, you know, funds for this, and they were very positive and supportive. And then following that, we ended up getting a committee involved of not only, you know, PD folks, experts in technology and finance, and all of our officers and, you know, folks involved with the project. We also went out and talked to a lot of citizen groups. We talked to the ACLU. We talked to the NAACP. We got a lot of input from different entities that really helped us along the way, and did communication, like Mike mentioned. We did a lot of communication in person. We threw up a SharePoint site, and were very transparent with every piece of information along, you know, along our process, and really did a lot of things planning for this. So we were probably in queue about a year and a half before an officer got a camera. So it's a lot harder than most people think to do this right. So I think Mike is right. We were surprised by the small number of bumps in the road.
And I'll pleasantly reiterate, surprised. In my terms, what I heard the doctor say, you know, long-term, slow, thoughtful development of policy leads to better implementations. Open communications between leadership and line officers leads to easier implementation and fewer bumps in the road, and ongoing communication with the citizens keeps your progress on target. Does that seem like a reasonable summation?
I think that's a great summation. We
All
might
right.
steal that from you.
All right, I'm good. I'll even write that one down. So I'm going to get into this last question here, and you'll have to pardon me. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And I definitely recognize it, would the first question, part of the question, is would you recommend, this is for the chief, other agencies partner with a research partner, and if so, why? But also, how would you recommend agencies approach the research that is out there? And this is going to be one of those research items out there, and obviously it's going to be critical to help agencies understand. Can you, beyond just saying how important it is or however you feel about the research partner aspect, could you also talk about the use of research in your policy and implementation efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, one, the answer is, of course, going to be yes. I would recommend any other agency go get a partner. I know that's not as easy as it sounds. When we approached ASU, it's not easy for them to put these things in their schedules. It costs money, to do these things right. It does take a lot of resources. So we know it's not as easy as it sounds. So I think when you talk about how can other agencies take advantage of the research that's out there or how we do, we, in this project in particular, what we did was we went out and just scoured, the literature out there, which there isn't that much in the academic literature. There is some more internationally. But then we also looked at a lot of newspaper articles, anything that we could get our hands on to try to better understand the issue before we started doing things. And I think in terms of learning from any research that's out there, it's exactly that. Take the time to go out there and use the research and make sure that in your planning you can, you're avoiding a lot of the pitfalls that other entities might be by just jumping into it. And I think that's what usually happens on this particular, type of a project with body-worn cameras is, cops are great. They, being responsive and starting and new projects and doing things, and so they just want to get the cameras and get out there, but it's not that easy. And I would say more broadly, I think from a research perspective, we as an organization have always relied on empirical research to help guide us in decision-making. We have a very robust group of analysts in our department that allow us to look at data and do a lot of things, but we simply don't have the capacity to do the kinds of things Mike is, Dr. White is working on. So I don't know if that exactly answers your question, but I guess you can hopefully hear from my response that I would recommend in any way, shape, or form to take advantage of the research that's out there and do with it what you can. If you don't have the opportunity to have a relationship like we do with Dr. White and ASU, there's still a lot of other, information and resources available.
And absolutely, and you answered the question perfectly, I think. Then for Dr. White on this, what do you see as the research benefits to an agency for partnering? What do they get out of it? What is the benefit to being that partner to a researcher that you see?
Well, I think, a lot of it goes to what Brenda was just talking about. But, if an agency has locked in with a good researcher on this topic, the researcher is going to know generally what the best practices are nationally, and then the researcher can relay those best practices to the agency. So that should be one benefit. And the researcher needs to be part of the team. Hopefully we've moved far away from this kind of old school approach where an academic researcher drops in once at the beginning of the study and then once at the end and says, give me your data, and then I'll write your report. We're far away from that. My approach is that I'm part of the team and I'm there, on a routine basis so that I can observe what's going on, but also then provide some input. So certainly the best practices piece, but then also, departments roll out body-worn cameras for different reasons. They have different goals, different objectives, and they expect different effects and impacts. And when you partner with a researcher, the agency then is able to determine, down the road whether they actually achieved the goals and objectives that they had sought out when they rolled the technology out there. And if they did not achieve those goals, why not? And the researcher can help with that and with course corrections.
I'll just throw one other thing in there too. I think our committee has found, we have a lot of folks that maybe haven't had contact with researchers or with the professors at the university in terms of helping us with our work. Mike and his team have been fabulous, and as a result, It's funny. I'll have officers come in my office, and they want to talk about an entirely different topic. And they're like, "Do you think you could introduce me to that Dr. White?" So I think from a very day-to-day operational level, our officers continue to see more value in research and more value in having researchers here. And I think that's great for everybody.
It sounds like it. And so if you're an agency wondering why your system isn't quite going the way you thought it was, find yourself a researcher and get to work. That sounds like a good message. So that's where we have to conclude it. But thank you very much, Assistant Chief Buren and Dr. White.
Thank you. It was very nice to be here. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Great. We're grateful you could speak to us today to share your knowledge on this important topic. We encourage law enforcement, justice, and other public safety leaders whose agencies are interested in learning more about the implementation of body-worn camera programs to visit the Body-Worn Camera Toolkit at www.bja.gov/BWC. This toolkit offers a variety of resources that agencies can use to help with adoption and use for community engagement, policy development, data collection, officer training, and educational purposes. There's so much on the kit. But we also encourage listeners to share and promote these resources with your colleagues and staff. A tool is not useful unless you actually get it out there and get it used. Lastly, these resources, and especially the toolkit, have been designed as a national resource. They're your resource. So please submit your ideas for new content through the BWC support link. It's at the bottom of every page. So this is Michael Rosa of the Bureau of Justice Assistance Body-Worn Camera Team signing off. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today.